Czech women regularly seem to do pretty well in worldwide beauty contests, and Czech models crowd the pages of those glossy global fashion magazines. But the men? Well, they do not seem to have much of a look in, or have made much of an impact on the world hunk or glamour stage. But that could change this year, with Czech men in the running for the first time for the title of Mr. Czech, and the winner given a shot at the Mr. World title. Hopeful hunks aged between 17 and 32, who are unmarried and have no criminal record, can take part. Organisers say they will have to have charisma as well as be in fine physical condition. Knowledge of English or another world language is also described as a plus. Just to show there is no sexism, part of the contest will include the famous bathing costume parade and also, presumably, the stock questions and answer session with the jury. The winner from the best 10 or so Mr. Czech contestants will be selected by last year's Miss Czech Republic. Mr. Czech will get his shot for the world title, a check for $50,000 and a year's contract with a top modelling agency in South Korea at the end of March. Physician, heal thyself is a popular phrase from the Bible. Chief Public Health Officer, vaccinate yourself might be a more apt version this week, given the plight of the Czech Public Health Chief, Michal Vít. He has been forced to admit that he was probably coming down with swine fever the day after the government put him in charge of mandatory vaccinations against the disease. Mr. Vít said he had been vaccinated against the common flu, but had not found time for a jab against swine flu. The case is all the more embarrassing since the government put Mr. Vít in charge of deciding what sections of society should be automatically vaccinated because they are indispensable for running the country. That followed a row over proposals to vaccinate all Czech soldiers, with the head of state and army, President Václav Klaus, opposing the move. Hockey players in the Czech Olympic team have been promised a goal full of beer for every game in the competition where they keep a clean sheet. The local brewer making the offer is also promising a year's supply of beer to every Czech medal winner in the Olympics, and it says it expects many winners. With the brewery selling 2% less beer on the local market last year, it would appear to have plenty to spare. While Czechs have a reputation as beer lovers, the liquid incentive has not had the hoped-for reception. The national hockey manager said he did not drink that much beer and preferred lemonade. Another liquid offer might get a better reception. A rose-coloured beer with honey aroma is being produced by one central Prague brewery for St. Valentine's Day on February the 14th. The concoction has been slightly sweetened and spiced up to appeal both to men and women. The idea is that lovers can drink the offering together. The limited series of 500 litres is being sold on tap and in bottles. Presumably the takeaway version will be popular with those wishing to send a Valentine's message in a bottle. Czech rap singer Radoslav Gypsy Banga is not a happy man. You may remember his group Gypsy.cz as the Czech entry in the Eurovision Song Contest last year. It failed to get to the final after notching up 0 points in the semi-finals. The Czech Republic has since withdrawn from the competition. Banga now says that a hacker has raided his web hosting site and stolen two unfinished recordings for a solo album in preparation and an almost completed recording for the group's album. These unpolished pieces have apparently been put on YouTube for all to hear. Some might believe any publicity is good publicity, but Banga begs to differ. Maybe he should have suspected a slip-up, given that the company operating the server is called Banana. One of history's lingering mysteries concerning the death of Danish astronomer and alchemist Tycho Brahe could soon be cleared up. Brahe, who was Emperor Rudolf II's court astronomer and a leader in the field at the time, died in mysterious circumstances in Prague in 1601. Some experts believe he was poisoned under instructions of the Danish king, Christian IV. Others say Brahe probably poisoned himself during his alchemy experiments. Now Prague authorities have agreed to request from Danish specialists that his body be exhumed from the Prague church where it is buried for samples and fresh tests to be carried out. That operation is expected to take place by the end of the year, with the prospect that a more than 400-year-old mystery could be cleared up. And finally, some good news. The otter is apparently on the comeback in the northern mountains of the Czech Republic after an absence of several decades. Improving quality of water, undisturbed conditions, and sufficient food in the form of trout are the main reasons. Otters are apparently thriving at one site along the Jizera River. There are also hopes that the Eurasian lynx might be making a comeback in the mountains after signs and sightings. They were wiped out in the region almost 150 years ago.